Big Jim's house.
So we've been talking about Mr. Lyrics pretty much all week, off and on, in the studio, on the air. We have this list. The keyword, of course, is
lyric.
What are your misheard lyrics? Because this list is fantastic. This is not your normal list of misheard lyrics. Like, for example, bathroom on the right.
Yeah.
There's a bathroom on the right. That's CCR song. Our friend Joy Bob, her name's not Joy Bob, but we call her Joy Bob Brown. She always, when she's had a couple beverages, she'll start singing that song in the back of the car. The song's not even playing. And you just hear Joy like, there's a bathroom on the right. Hold on, let's grab line two here. 248-398-9279. Tom in Whitmore Lake, what song is it for you, misheard lyrics?
Yeah, Police. So Lonely. You were talking about it the other day, Jim.
Yeah.
Everybody says Sue Lawley, which is correct, but there is a story behind that. I'm from England, and back in the early 80s when that song came out, one of our most well-known broadcasters on British TV was a girl called Sue Lawley.
No. What? Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Look at you, Tom.
That's where it came from.
That is fantastic. So, well, now we know. People don't know the song by Police. Hold on, Tom. I want to play this for everybody. Here we go. Okay, this makes so much more sense now. Tom, you have helped us all week now. That's fantastic, bud.
Yeah, and it's all true.
Sue Lawley, now we know. And that's up there, keyword lyrics. We'll send it to you. Tom, have a great day, buddy.
You too, guys. Enjoy the show. Thanks.
Thank you. Hold on. I have to say cheers.
Oh, boy.
Cheers.
There you go. Every friend from the UK, I have to say that. There he goes. Bye, Tom. Here he goes. 24839. What?
I love it. You just adapt.
I hate that. I did that with John Anderson,
anybody.
Too. I'm like, John Anderson, goodbye, Jim. I'm like, cheers. Oh, by the way, another great one is from Summer Nights. Tommy Moore, who, by the way, it was Tommy Gunn. Someone texted in. It was Tommy Gunn in the Rocky movie, not Tommy Moore. So you know the song Summer Nights from Grease. Now, if you put in Tommy Moore to replace Tell Me More, it'll work. He got a cramp. Keyword lyrics. Oh, the ABBA one. We didn't get to this one. My wife is mad at me about this one because she loves ABBA. Dancing Queen.
Well, all this is just ruining songs for people.
You feel the beat of the from the tambourine. Oh, yeah. No. Remember what it was?
Like this.
Do you remember
one?
The one? Feel the beat of the tangerine. That's crap. Anyway. Okay, I'm sorry. That's Tangerine.
Tangerine.
There's more of them up there. Again, we'll send them right to your phone. But who's this?
Yeah, this is Rick from Warren. I got a song I still don't know the lyrics to.
What is it?
More Than a Feeling by Boston.
That's another one that, like, my same cousin, she used to screw up and thought it was four-letter feeling. We're like, no.
I got the first three words, and then after that, I'm done.
Okay. More than a feeling. Four-letter feeling. Okay.
And I'm living on someplace. I don't know.
You're awesome, brother. Hey, everybody wants to check out the misheard lyrics. What's the keyword for that, Ryan?
Keyword lyric, 248-398-9279.
Look at him working in the number. You have a great day, buddy.
Big Jim's house.
So, there's this video going around. We have it posted. The keyword is...
plane.
A dude flew his plane under the Mackinac Bridge. Coast Guard filmed him. Now, I'm going to go on a limb and say that's a pretty big exclusion area. You can't really fly planes anywhere near the Mackinac Bridge, much less under it.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I don't think,
well, as long as you're within 10 feet, you're fine.
Now, obviously, they're looking for this guy. When you see the video, I mean, he goes right underneath the main span. So, again, keyword is?
Plane.
Yeah. And this is not the first time. There was a story about 60 years ago. Some Air Force guy took a B-47 bomber and flew it underneath the Mackinac Bridge. But you brought up something in the studio, Ryan, and Angie brought this up too. This person cannot tell anyone about this. You can't brag about this. You brag about it, you're going to get caught. You can't put it on Facebook.
you're going to get caught or the person is not going to believe you to begin with. Yeah, you flew your plane over the bridge. All right.
Yeah, you went under the Mackinac Bridge. Your ass. You did not. Prove it. That's me in the video.
Yeah, you can't say that. Yeah, that's me.
You can't.
Hold out a sign that says your name and then you get caught anyway.
You can't. You cannot tell. If you tell anyone, no one's going to believe you.
I know the Coast Guard filmed it and they're, you know, this is a serious thing. You can't fly.
Well, it is.
If you're the Coast Guard guys, you can't do anything at it right, you know, right away. You got to be like, that's kind of cool though, man.
Unless you're driving on the Mackinac Bridge, then you really have
could you imagine?
You're driving over the bridge, you look to your right, and you see a plane flying underneath it. So, we were talking about this. This is always interesting to us. 248-398-9279, if you got a second. Is there something you've done in your life or happened to you in your life that nobody believes? 248-398-9279. Again, this guy, no one's going to believe that he did this.
Oh, yeah.
If he tells anyone, which he's an even bigger idiot if he tells anyone. He's going to lose his plane license forever, right?
Yeah.
That's a given.
Because you can't tell any... I mean, even your best buddy going to tell... Because immediately it's going to go, hey, listen to what Mike did, man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You can't. You flew under the Mackinac Bridge. Again, 248-398-9279, studio number. You can text us the keyword plane, right?
Yeah, plane.
You can't brag on this to anyone. What is something that your friends just don't believe? Something happened to you in your life. I still get people, I don't know how many times, I've had conversations at least once a month. People still say, there's a dude on TV on Shark Tank that looks just like you. I'm like, that was me. Whatever, dude. There was a guy on there with his other dude with no shirt on selling medals for putting the toilet seat down. I'm like, that was me. They're like, no.
Said his name was Jim O'Brien. I'm like, that was me.
Season 5, episode 2? Yeah.
2?
You can Google it.
Just wait till about a week before Christmas. It's on every year.
Damn right.
Since you went on there, it's been on a week before Christmas every year.
And I'd like to thank whoever's responsible for that. Merry Christmas. 248-398-9279. Honor the guy who flew under the Mackinac Bridge. Something in your life you've done that nobody believes.
Big Jim's house.
248-398-9279. Text us the keyword.
Plane.
Yep, there's video. Coast Guard has it. They're looking for this person who flew under the Mackinac Bridge. Which is, it's been done before. Remember last year there was a 60th anniversary. Some Air Force pilot, he flew a bomber underneath it.
That's just, it's crazy to think somebody flying a plane underneath that. And
right.
What it takes to even attempt it.
Now, exactly, and it's led to the conversation in the studio. There's things in your life you cannot talk about. Whoever this person was is going to lose their pilot's license, obviously, for doing this stupid stunt. Put a lot of people in danger. But they can't tell anyone. They can't tell anyone. You can't put it on Facebook. You can't text your friends.
No, because you're getting in trouble or nobody's going to believe you and you look like a goof.
Nobody's going to believe you. I think first, unless you have video of you actually going underneath, no one is going to believe you.
Yeah, you need the cell phone camera.
Right.
Of you going.
Which you can't share.
Ooh, that'd be a cool view, though.
Oh, God. You're into this in some level.
Like
stop it.
I've got to be.
Keyword plane. We'll send it to you. So what happened in your life that... No one believes. No one believes it. I was on Shark Tank in season 5. Still, a bunch of people go, no, you weren't. I'm like, I was. They're like, no, you weren't. I was. You were telling me a great story. I don't know that I've ever heard this. By you and Chelios?
Yeah, so my stepbrother played at Michigan State with Chelios' kids. And this was the year that they did the GLI Outdoor at Comerica Park. Mm-hmm. So we're all hanging out at Chelios beforehand. And he and my stepdad used to get along, so they would sit down and...
Hockey dads.
Yeah, hockey
Makes
dads.
Makes sense. Okay.
Chelios sat down with us, and we're hanging out with Chelios, and it's cool. I met him a few times and got to hang out with him. And then all of a sudden, two hands come on his shoulders, and it's Lindstrom and Holmstrom. They just were in town and wanted to come and watch him. They were retired at the time, you know, already. So they sat down, and it's just us doing shots and drinking and stuff and hanging out before the games with Holmstrom and Lindstrom and Chelios and me and my parents.
Yeah, I don't believe
for
that.
A couple of hours. It was awesome.
Shut up. Seriously?
Yeah.
Come
and you
on.
Get the looks like people like, who are those? You know, I know who those three are, but who the hell are those three?
Do you have photos?
No, I don't have any photos.
That didn't happen.
Yeah. That's me and all my buddies go, you know, pics or it didn't happen.
They
but,
call shenanigans on that one here. That's a hell of a story, dude. 248-398-9279. All right, who's this?
It's Rich from Warren.
Rich. Okay, something happened to you that no one believes.
I got pulled over in Hazel Park for falling asleep at a stop sign, and he drove me to a restaurant and let me out and told me to have coffee.
You're right. There it is. That's absolutely.
No way he drove you.
That's definitely one of those.
No driver's license.
You had no driver's license, and he drove you there.
He asked me, did I know where I was? And I told him I knew exactly where I was. I pulled off, pulled over because I was falling asleep. And he said it was a good decision, and he drove me to the closest restaurant, let me out, said have coffee, walked back to the car.
There it is. If you just joined us this morning, the reason we're talking about this, there's someone, we said a guy, we don't know who the pilot is.
Right.
A pilot flew under the Mackinac Bridge. If you want to see the video, we'll send it to you. The keyword is.
Plane.
So we're just talking about things that nobody believes. This is definitely one of them. Hey, buddy, you have a great day, man. Appreciate you, Rich.
You too, guys.
My buddy got pulled over by a cop once, and the guy said, instead of giving you drunk driving, go sit in this restaurant. It was an all-night diner, and I'm going to come check on you every hour. And the cop came by, did all his paperwork at the end of the shift, and made him go home. Did not ride him.
Big Jim's house.
November 21st.
Yeah.
Ford Field. You guys still don't know how big of a wedding you're going to have. I know over the weekend we were talking about with Heidi, and you guys still really don't have an idea.
No, and I don't think we're going to know until pretty...
November 19th.
Pretty close to it.
If there's a wedding. Because I think, Yana, I believe this young man is trying to grenade his own wedding. Not, maybe not that far. Maybe a little bit of height there. 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
shoe.
There's a pair of shoes that Ryan wants to wear at his wedding.
Yes.
They're not your normal slip-on shoes. What color are they?
They're navy blue.
With
snakeskin print.
Okay.
I think they're pretty cool if you ask me.
How's Heidi feel about this?
I don't think she cares as much. I was kind of, to be honest with you, I like to throw ridiculous things out to like her and my mom once in a while just to get the reactions.
Right.
And I was kind of bummed that they were both kind of into it, so... I was like, no.
See, that's my point.
Yell at me for this.
You're trying to create friction. We had this discussion yesterday with the Bridezilla thing.
I'm just trying to make good radio, and when they agree with me, it's not. No. But these shoes are awesome.
Other than a tuxedo, what have you seen somebody wear at a wedding? 248-398-9279. Other than a normal tuxedo. I'm boring. I wore the tuxedo, the, you know, black shoes, the whole bit. The whole rental time.
Yeah, and see, I can't do that. I'm trying to be as normal as possible for Heidi. I want, like, a white jacket, and I want to, you know...
What are you, coming out there as Elvis or something?
You've seen some of the suits I wear.
Yes.
I got, you know, salmon-colored suits with bow ties and stuff. I like to look a little flashy, but I have to tone it down for our wedding.
So what color is your tux, then?
It's going to be navy blue.
Oh, you are wearing a blue tux for the wedding.
Yeah. Navy blue with, I don't know, wine or Merlot, whatever color. I don't know, 17 different colors of red that I can't keep track of.
If you want to see these shoes, though, keyword shoe, right?
Yes, the shoes are the big deal. I'm a big shoe guy.
We know that. You had how many pairs of shoes when you were in high school?
Like 300. Good God. Plus at one point.
Other than a tuxedo, what have you seen somebody wear at a wedding? We wore brown once, and I don't remember, one of our cousins, I think it was Karen, got married, and everybody wore brown in the wedding, and we all looked like we'd just come off the drive-thru at Taco Bell. It was brown and yellow. I'm telling you, man, even the bridesmaids were in brown and yellow.
Burritos.
They were not happy. Yeah, they were not happy. Okay, well, you're just trying to disrupt this wedding. I see
I
what you're doing.
I just don't think these shoes are as, like, what's the word, gaudy? Is that the good word to use?
If you're a bad guy in a Tarantino movie, they're fine. You can't wear those shoes in your wedding.
You don't think so?
No. Unless you're going to come out there looking like one of the guys from Dumb and Dumber. If you wear powder blue, I'll wear the orange tuxedo, and we'll beat the crap out of each other with canes as you walk down. Right. Get a class to join up a little bit.
On God.
Okay, so you don't think there's going to be a problem with these shoes?
No, I don't think so at all. I'm about to purchase them here soon.
I don't think you told Heidi about this.
I did. She knows. I don't know if she knows. I think I might have showed her a fake pair that were a little less than what these ones are.
Then you haven't told her.
Yeah, I have. I told her I want to wear snakeskin blue shoes. I just haven't showed her the ones that I want to wear.
Then you haven't told her.
I told her form of it. Okay. A form of it.
Whatever,
you know?
Dude. You can't. No.
A form of the truth is still kind of the truth.
Big Jim's house.
7:38, talking about Ryan and Heidi's wedding in November. And Ryan's trying to destroy the entire wedding with a pair of shoes. Not really, but I still... Keyword, of course, is...
Shoes.
And the question we're throwing out to you guys, 248-398-9279, if you got time. Other than a tuxedo, what have you seen somebody wear at a wedding?
I figured it out of why you have a problem with these.
Because I'm old school?
Maybe that, but I'm also a little worried that you think you couldn't pull them off, so you're nervous, you know.
Is that what it is?
You're jealous that,
was
that I'm
catty.
About to pull
Wow. Just because you're jealous because you couldn't wear these, man. I wouldn't want to wear those things. I would if I was in a Tarantino flick, I would wear those.
Oh, man.
These blue shoes, text us again, keyword is...
Shoes.
We'll send you the photo.
Just think how good they'll look when I do my stiff leg dance.
Quit calling it that.
That's what it's called.
No, it's not. Anyway. So, now I'm all flustered because he accused me of... I can make it work. Damn you. John and Taylor, what have you seen at a wedding?
Oh, years ago. Couple and you got married.
Yeah.
Outside. But they were both dressed up as clowns.
Shut up. Are you serious? Shut the front door. They were dressed as clowns?
Very serious. Well, yeah. They were originally supposed to wear actual Halloween costumes. But instead, they decided to dress up as clowns.
Here comes the bride. And then they drove off in a little tiny car.
They were married by the mayor of Taylor at the time.
Really? All right. Well,
yep.
That's our Taylor Tucky story of the day. Okay. John, you're awesome, brother. Well, Have a great day.
There's a lot more to that story, but, you know, I'll tell it to you some other time.
Yeah, I think the headline is the clown thing, man. All right, buddy. You be good.
Yep.
Jay in Farmington Hills. How you doing, bud?
Pretty good. How you doing? My nephew wore teal leather chucks for his wedding.
Hey, I was already trying to do custom Nikes, and I got that shut down, so.
Teal leather Nike, the Chuck Taylors.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. I dig that, if it's your style, man.
It's pretty classy. Jay, when you see these shoes that Ryan wants, I'm pretty sure Michael Madsen wore them as the bad guy in Kill Bill. That's what they are, man. All right, buddy. Hey, you have a good day, man. Be safe out there.
Yep.
There it goes. If you want to see the shoes that Ryan's trying to destroy his own wedding with, the keyword is...
Shoes.
And I could wear those.
Do you want me to get you a pair?
Big Jim's house.
Text us the keyword shoe, or shoes, either one works,
yeah,
right?
Either one, yep.
The shoes that Ryan wants to wear at his wedding in November, which I'm convinced he's trying to grenade his own wedding. And you have not told Heidi that you're wearing these shoes. You showed her some like them.
Yeah, she knows this is what I want to wear, but not these exact ones.
Then you haven't shown her the shoes that you want to wear.
Agree to disagree.
So this discussion's led to, other than a tuxedo, what have you seen somebody wear at a wedding? 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. Text messages as well coming in.
Yeah, Ashley from Weberville said that since he's toning down the tux for the wedding, those shoes give him that little flair that he likes. And then there's just countless people agreeing with me and saying that they're awesome. So
how about you focus on the other stories? That's the only reason you wanted to read the text messages, so you get someone to agree with you?
Well, I mean, they're coming in like that, Jim.
Whatever, dude. Hold on. Oh, we have Anonymous. I apologize. We had Anonymous on hold here. Go ahead.
Hi.
So at a wedding, other than a tuxedo, what have you seen somebody wear?
So I didn't get to go to the wedding myself, but I've seen pictures of a friend of mine. And the entire wedding party was dressed in fursuits.
You mean like furries? Like that thing?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't feel so bad about Ryan wearing weird shoes anymore.
It was quite the photo op.
I bet you that reception was very weird.
Yeah.
That reception was the definition of invitation only.
Didn't know who was bride and groom by the end.
Here comes the bride, dressed like a bear. Wait. Okay. All right. Well, that's creepy and weird at the same time. Are they still married? Do you know?
I believe they are, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Anonymous, we appreciate the call. Appreciate you listening, too.
Yeah, of course.
There it goes.
Mm.
Would you go if you were invited to that wedding?
No! No, 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 no.
Even with those, because those shoes you're thinking about wearing, those are furry shoes.
Yeah, I've seen two. No.
You've seen, excuse me, what have you watched?
I mean, no, you get curious, you know, you go.
You can't back down off that ledge. You already jumped, dude. Nah, you can't get back up on the ledge.
That's a weird one.
Okay. 248-398-9279. By the way, coming up in 10 minutes, The Foo Fighters and Heart and Barracuda. Wait till you hear this version. It's unreal. They just did it.
It's pretty amazing.
And
it's awesome.
If you've never heard the Detroit connection to Barracuda, Ann Wilson will share that. Maybe some of you didn't know. Still getting more calls here. Maybe some of your furry friends now call, right? Matt in Hazel Park, what do you got?
Morning, Jim. I was trying to give my ex-wife away because her dad's dead.
Okay.
So I was going to try to be a nice guy and give her away to her new husband, but she wouldn't let me wear my Violator clown costume from Spawn.
That's what you wanted to wear. Mike, you're making this up.
It's a very nice tuxedo.
Mike! All right.
You know, she is my ex-wife.
Well, that makes sense. Okay, in a strange way, that makes sense. You're the best, buddy. Have a good day.
You too.
There he goes. Willie Nelson! Weird things you've seen at a wedding in honor of Brian, or Ryan's shoes.
We did a Hawaiian theme. So I had leather slippers on, you know?
Yeah.
And we're going through and everything, and we did it in our backyard with a pool. And my wife looked over and says, "You can't jump in the pool until I tell you after all the pictures are taken." And I said, "Okay." And about an hour and a half, 2 hours later, my wife says, "Go ahead, you can jump in the pool." I jump. I come up, and as I come up, my wife caught her foot, landed on the deck, and rolled into the pool.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then here's the fun part. Her dress was sheer when it got wet. So when she came out, she was showing everybody everything.
There you go. Yeah. Here comes the bride. Get away from her, guys. Yeah, that would be the song there. All right, Willie, you are awesome, buddy. We appreciate you listening in the morning, man.
Big Jim's house.
We wanted to share this with you because it's really interesting. Barracuda, one of the greatest rock songs ever. But did you know, and we're going to get to this new version that involves the Foo Fighters and Extreme. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, did you know that this song actually has its roots here in the Motor City? Ann Wilson shared this with us.
I was going to say, in fact, the song Barracuda was written in Detroit. Yeah, we were opening up for the Kinks way back when, like in 77 or something. And we were just a little baby band then, you know, and our dressing room was all full of record guys, and one of them was a real sleaze, you know, to me, and pissed me off, and I went back to the hotel and wrote Barracuda.
Okay. I don't think we knew that, Ann. Probably at the
You'd like to identify with Barracuda, right?
So you were at the Poncha train. There it is. It was written at the Ponch about a record guy.
Oh.
Didn't know that. Now, if you want to watch this new video, we're going to do in a second, this version of Barracuda, and if you love classic rock, I'm not saying this just to get you to click on it. You listen to it.
Oh, it's stunning. Great.
It's
every
stunning.
Piece of it.
248-398-9279. The keyword is
heart.
Yeah. We'll send it right to you. Nuno Bettencourt was the original like lead guitar player for Extreme. A ton of other projects. Just did something recently on Access TV during the quarantine with Sammy Hagar and a bunch of people.
He hosted an at-home concert, but he's been doing these at-home shows and getting more and more people involved every week.
He's magical. So without any further ado, check this out. Nancy Wilson is on this with Taylor Hawkins on drums from the Foo. Keyword heart. We'll send it to you. And check out this young lady doing vocals. Oh, God.
So, this ain't the end. I saw you again today. I had to turn my heart.
Chicken skin.
I love that part.
You get chicken skin.
The Barracuda.
And when you're watching the video, look at Nancy. She's got this Cheshire Cat grin on her face. They are so into this. And Taylor Hawkins is beating the crap out of those drums. 248-398-9279. We'll send it right to your phone. The keyword is
heart.
Battle of the Birds.
Big Jim's house.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet the players who are about to do battle in the Battle of the Birds. So let's knock on the door of Big Jim's house and see who's going to win.
Down the
side! East side!
West side!
Let's go down river!
Here's your host, Big Jim O'Brien. And the trainer is Mike Abdenauer.
That is the voice of the Pistons. Come on. Ken Calvert, KC, the casual one. Love you, buddy. We got our players on the horn. Who's going to win today?
West side.
River.
All right.
We're ready. Verbs, we're ready.
Jim, you're on line one. You represent East Side. You yell out East. You know that, right?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Nice and loud. Rich, West Side, so you're going to holler out West if you know the answer. Got it?
Got it.
And Dave on line five, Downriver, you know what to say, right, buddy?
Down, baby, down.
Down, baby, down. Since all of a sudden we just busted into a down, baby, down. All I want to do is zoom. Never mind. Okay. Here we go. Two out of three wins. You only get one guess per question. You got to be game show loud. Ryan will call on you. He's the official judge. Question number one. A new French toast shaped cookie called Toast Yays are coming out next year from what organization for young girls?
West.
West Side.
That would be Rich.
Girl Scout.
There it is.
Yeah.
And those look magical. All right, one for West Side. Question number two. Robert Plant is 72 today. You might remember him as lead singer.
West Side.
Rich for the win.
Led Zeppelin.
There it is. Wow. Dave and Jim, sorry about that, dude. He just ran right over you.
Hey, that's all right.
Hey, man. Look at you guys. Good sports. He got lucky. Okay, well, one of you is a good sport. Anyway, Battle Burbs Live T-shirt. We got to win eventually. So that means West Side is down by?
West Side is only down by two now. What do you say? They're call them butter because they're on a hot roll or something?
Don't steal my corny dad lines. Don't stay out of my cupboard. All right. Hey, real quick, before we get to yelling out West Side, we mentioned Robert Plant. Today is his birthday, like we said. Keyword Zepp. We've ranked all the Led Zeppelin songs. You got to check this list out and see if you agree with it. Because Jim, Rich, and Dave, you won't agree with it. All right? But anyway, keyword Zepp.
Big Jim's house.
Robert Plant, 72 years old today. So we're celebrating his birthday here all day. We have a list up of the 92 best Led Zeppelin songs. It's ranked. Text us. The keyword is
Zepp. Z-E-P.
Their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I'm not arguing. Nobody's fault but mine was ranked like 60-something. Come on.
No, nobody's fault but mine.
It's Zeppelin. It's a great list, and you will go down rabbit holes and start thinking about it. So for you, young Ryan, Zeppelin, one song, what is it?
Immigrant Song. Growing up, that was, to me, I just feel like that was the first one I heard from Zeppelin. And me and my buddies couldn't stop playing it for months.
That was the one, huh?
Oh, yeah. Just that opening to it. We would get all fired up.
Ron Hattie. I don't know if you ever met Ron. Ron, a good friend of mine. It was a Golden Gloves boxer.
Right.
And when Ron fought and he would get his bell rung, he would hear the Immigrant Song.
Oh, man. I don't know if I want to hear it after getting knocked, you know, after getting hit hard, but I love it.
That's what he would hear. That go around in his brain. Hear the Immigrant Song. I love you, Ron. Again, keyword Zepp. Check this list out. It's pretty cool. This, by the way, we had to work to find this. Elvis Presley and Led Zeppelin. Here's Robert Plant, the birthday boy, telling the story. Now, you got to listen closely because it's kind of mixed together with actual audio of Elvis Presley on stage.
Yep.
I think it was at the Forum in L.A.
Yes.
When he found out Zeppelin was there. Check this out.
He wanted to know who this bunch of guys were who was selling tickets quicker than him. And we wanted to know who we were, too. And so he played the Forum in L.A. And a couple of times he made mistakes. And I remember that night at the Forum, he was doing something like Reconsider Baby or whatever, it was the Lowell Fulson song.
Yeah.
And he stopped it and he said, wait a minute, we've got Led Zeppelin in here tonight, we've got to get this right.
Well, hello there.
Wait a minute, hold it. And we can start together, fellas, because we got Led Zeppelin out there and Jimmy Darin and a whole bunch of people. And Let's try to look like we know what we're doing.
And I went.
What are we doing now?
I mean, so I mopped the tears away and we got the nod that we were going to meet him afterwards. We went to the hotel.
That's crazy. Again, the 92 songs ranked, you want to see it, keyword is...
Zap.
Hi, Mama. Here's what's happening to Fool in the Rain, baby. I'll be in through the outdoor.
Big Jim's House.
Songs in honor of Robert Plant's birthday. Text us, the keyword is...
Zep. Well, I was going to just say Z-E-P.
Oh, you're...
Just so everybody knows.
God. Got his arms crossed and everything,
it
folks.
It might sound goofy. It might sound like Zep or something, but it's Zep.
Zep.
Z-E-P.
I think they know.
Bundle in. You guys know what we're talking about, right?
Oh, I've never heard of that Led Zeppelin band.
All right. Getting back to school. I think I saw Holly was going back to school yesterday, or one Warren. Is it Warren?
Warren was.
One of the other school districts is going back, but a lot of moms are going to be teaching at home this year. So instead of doing a back-to-school pack for the kids, we're like,
They don't need it.
We called our buddy Mary Liz at Leon and Lulu's in Clawson, which is an amazing store. If you've never been there, it's one of the coolest stores in Detroit. It's known around the country. So we asked Mary Liz if she'd be willing to put together some mom back-to-school packs. The keyword is...
Mom.
Mom!
Mom!
Mom! The cat, Mom! All you gotta do is text us and register. The five that we have are a garden one. You'll see what's in these things. The spa one looks pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's hard to do justice to these unless you've been to Leon and Lulu and realize the quality stuff that Mary Liz has in that store. This is not your normal...
No,
this is next level. Cooking, oven mitt, cake server, measuring cups, cool stuff like that. One for on the go. And then because moms have to put up with the kids this year and be teachers, there's one that says just for wine.
Yeah, you need that one. You need the wine one.
The wine elements, better glass of wine, corkscrew style. These are cool. Again, keyword is...
Mom.
And we get it. It's tough. It's tough. You probably didn't plan on teaching your kids again this year, but it's begun. So if we could take a moment, if we could have the mother's prayer. We have that. Okay. The mother's prayer as they go back to school.
Let us pray. Father God, I am a child of God. What I am not is a homeschool teacher, God. I'm at home, but Lord, ain't no teaching going on around here. Father God, I am your humble servant. What I am not is a math teacher, God. Lord God, the spirit of Common Core has attacked our household. And right now, the only thing we have in common is frustration and no answer to the math problem, Lord God. I ask that you send down your angels of the carryover, Lord. Teacher, that if you carry the one over to the tenth place, you can get the answer, Lord God. Lord God, I am a layman in your vineyard. What I am not is the cafeteria lady, Lord. Yet again, the devil has attacked and sent down a tapeworm onto my child, Lord God. And I need you to help her to understand, Lord, that just because there's a refrigerator don't mean the door got to be open. And just because there's a stove don't mean the eye has to be on.
Amen. 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 Keyword mom again for the back. I love that. For the back to school pack. I'm trying to figure out which one, if Liz, your mom, had to teach you. Do at-home schooling. There's one for garden, spa, cooking, on-the-go, and wine. Which one would Liz be into?
Just give her any one of them that'll distract her from having to teach me. That never went well.
That never went well?
No.
So she would want wine, and then wine, and then wine, and then wine, and then wine?
Yeah.
Why would you give her the garden one? Because she could hit you with one of those things.
Back then? Yeah.
We got to get her to tell the family story.
Oh, teach me how to spell?
Can we? Okay, not today, but we'll get Mom to tell the story.
I'll get her to tell it.
Is she going to get triggered if we do this?
Oh, I mean, it's just we scream it at her all the time, and it was a rough day in the household.
I've heard the story, but we've never heard it from Liz, so we'll get your mom tomorrow morning. But again, our Mom's back-to-school pack, teaming up with Leon and Lulu. If you want to register, it's simple, Mom.
Always look on.
Wrapping up the show, Donnie's coming in next. Glad she's doing okay. You're getting stung with all those yellow jackets. Stop it. You did that to her in the hallway yesterday. Not cool. You guys be great, man. What a fun show. I don't think we say it enough. For taking time out of your day, as crazy as the world is, to call and text and email us, BigJim'sHouse@WCSX.com. Hit us up on Twitter at WCSXJim or producer Ryan CSX, right?
Yes.
Okay. Means a lot. We really do appreciate you guys. Donnie, like we mentioned, is coming in next. Tomorrow morning, if you're up early and you miss the version of Barracuda, we got to play that around 6:20.
Yeah,
we'll play that
amazing.
Again. And then I've got a little moral dilemma involving friends and their kid.
This is a good one. There's two sides to it, you know, two thought processes with it.
Yeah, I could burn a big bridge here. Not like the Mackinac Bridge in that airplane knucklehead, but all right, you guys be good. We're out of here. See you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.